We'll discuss this morning the issue of eating turkey. Is turkey kosher? The Torah tells us, it gives us simanim, it gives us different signs of kosher animals. So a kosher animal has to chew its cud and have split hooves, and you need both of those signs. One of those signs is not kosher, like a pig only has one of the signs. That's the Medrash we read last week about Esav is like the swine, that he made him look like he was, he made it, the danger is you look kosher when you're really not. His issue with trying to fool Yitzchak, and some explain it to, he represents other religions, Christianity, that some people say the Judeo-Christian value system, and therefore they might confuse Judaism with Christianity. So either way, in order to have eat an animal, has to have chew its cud and have split hooves. Regarding fish, and eat skins and fails. Skins, fins and scales. So they point out, what about chicken? What about birds? So birds, the Torah just gives us a list of 24 animals which are in kosher, 24 birds that are in kosher. And the assumption is, if it's not one of the 24, it's kosher. So it's simple. Except it's not so simple, because you have to know exactly which birds is the Torah referring to. And in fact, the Gemara, I think, in Chulin gives it a case where people were eating this bird, and later on they found out it wasn't kosher. So the Rishonim discussed it, and the Ramah, we see, will get to codify it in Shulchan Aruch, that in addition to all the kosher signs, you need a mesorah. You need a mesorah that it's a kosher animal. So what exactly does it mean that you need a mesorah? We know what a mesorah means, and mesorah means we have a tradition from generation to generation, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik was very big on mesorah in general, and that's one of his issues. I guess different versions of how you learn the Beis Halevi, but one of the reasons given for those who oppose Tcheles, those who oppose the new Tcheles as Tcheles, so you need a Mesorah. Since it's been a lost mitzvah for many years, therefore we have no right to bring it back unless we have a Mesorah. So that's the Mesorah the Rav Soloveitchik talks about regarding Tcheles on the Tzitzis. What about the Ramah? The Ramah talks about a Mesorah. You need a Mesorah that it's a kosher animal. How do you get a Mesorah? What's the definition of a Mesorah regarding Kashrus? So some bring down, you need a Chacham Ubaki. So basically you need a Talmud Chacham, and you need someone well-versed in birds or in whatever animals we're talking about, because you can know all the halachas, but if you don't know which bird it's referring to, it's not going to do you any good. And if you know the bird, but you don't know the halachas, it won't do you any good. So therefore, you have to be a chacham and a baki. And that's the shaila today. The prima gunna is mesupik today, whether we actually have a chacham or baki. So that's one issue. You need a chacham or baki. So one shaila is, do we even have one? Another is, let's say, Rishonim bring it down. We find different manuscripts, we find different things that says this bird is kosher. So, as they point out, that's not really acceptable, because they could call it the Tarnago Holder, the turkey, but they could be referring to it, what we think they're referring to could be a different type of bird. So therefore, on a written Mesorah, we're always skeptical, because unless we know for sure what they're writing about. But since it could be what they think is the turkey, we could be calling something else. So therefore, we want an oral tradition. And the Avnei Nezer points out, there's a Gemara in Brachas on Av Zayin about how do we know which animals are kosher or not. So as we mentioned, the simanim, but one of the simanim are that a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal can't have offspring. They can't have kids. So if we see these two animals having kids, it must mean they're both kosher. So the Avnei Nezer extends it not only to animals, but to birds as well. So perhaps if the turkey and the chicken could have children, the male and females respectively, so then maybe it would be a raya. And another one, the Avnei Nezer also brings down that if you have eggs, turkeys have eggs and chickens have eggs, if you have similar eggs, identical eggs, so it must be it's from the same species. So, number one, we need a chacham or baki. Secondly, we prefer an oral masorah, not just a written one, to avoid confusion. That's where you want the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the ideal, that we could give it over from generation to generation. It's much more clear when just discussing orally. Words could be interpreted differently. Words could be interpreted differently when you're talking also, but at least the person's there to discuss it. But it's written down, so you don't know exactly what the person meant. Maybe if the turkey and a kosher animal have offspring, maybe it'd be a proof. Or let's check the egg. So in terms of why is it called a tarnegohodu? Why is it called a turkey? So people think it's from Turkey. But at this point, Dad, no, it's nothing to do with Turkey. It's called turkey because when Columbus came here, he thought he was in India. So therefore, he called it the Tarnegohodu, but then, you know, he found out he was in America. So obviously, what kind of Masorah, if there were no Jews when he got here, so what do you mean following a Masorah? No Jews lived here before, although we didn't know. And also, turkey eggs, apparently, I don't know firsthand, but from what I hear, turkey eggs are a lot different than chicken eggs. Turkey eggs are a lot bigger. And therefore, it's not so simple. You know, so that's a discussion. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is famous for being Machmir, and Rav Herschel Schechter, even though we'll see, the Rav of Soloveitchik apparently ate turkey, we'll get to. And Rav Moshe didn't seem to have an issue with it either. But there are those who are machmir because they say we need a Masorah and these don't cut it. So what about most people who eat turkey and the OU, Chafke, or whatever the general organization, COR, they seem to give hashgacha on turkey. So we as in generic seem to say that we assume we treat the turkey as kosher. So what is it based on? So there's an etziv that if, in other words, the Ramah writes you need a Masorah, but if Jews ate it, obviously if Jews were eating from it before, so it wouldn't apply to them. So someone has pointed out historically that the Ramah lived in the 1500s and Columbus found America in the 1492. In the late 1400s. So the Ramah's Chumrah doesn't apply because the Jews were already eating turkey. We're eating turkey before the Ramah's Chumrah, and therefore perhaps we don't accept it. But the Shaila is, of course, that's a little difficult because the Ramah didn't make up this Chumrah. The Ramah was just quoting from earlier sources. We showed him. He did, I guess maybe it was a problem during his time, so he decided to codify it. Whatever the issue, whatever why he codified it, we could discuss. The bottom line, he did, and it's on his own. So therefore, it's hard to say because historically, we were eating turkey before the Ramah. Another possibility, of course, is that we don't pass in like the Ramah. Even though Aruch HaShulchan feels very strongly that we do, and he's one of the classical poskim, so. But that's another possibility that we rely on. Others point out that a Masorah you only need is if it's to prove that it's not a doris, to prove that it's not a predator. If, you know, there are a lot of other ones, but that's the main one. So therefore, if you could prove it's not a dore, so then maybe that, so then you don't need a masorah. That's, I think, Daruga Sabosim brings down. And some, you know, and Kafachayim, others bring down that it did come from India, the Tarnagol. But, you know, as we've mentioned before, you know, some say, so that's a historical issue where whether the turkey actually started in India, Pashas, it doesn't, but others bring it down like it did, so that has to be discussed. And some point out, yeah, you're right, of course you need a Masorah. You need a Masorah for a new bird, but this isn't a new bird, this is a big chicken. It's part of the chicken family, they look similar. I guess the eggs maybe aren't that similar, but close enough. And therefore, we rely on the fact that just like we know chicken is kosher, so too turkeys are kosher. So, you know, Lamaisa, there are those who are machmir, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Herschel Schachter. However, it seems that Rav Soloveitchik used to go home and eat a turkey meal on Thanksgiving, so he clearly didn't have a problem with turkey. And some point out that when Rav Moshe, when he writes about the different tshuvas on Thanksgiving, he gets into Chukas Hagayim, and all that eating turkey, from the Shiloh he assumes that turkey's kosher, because if turkey's not kosher, forget about Chukas Hagayim, you're eating treif, you're eating non-kosher. So therefore, the minhag seems to be makel. So to summarize, we said there's a different simani kasheris for animals, chew its cut and split hooves, for fish, the fins and scales, and for birds, as long as it's not one of the 24. And the different timanim, the main one is predator, extra finger, etc. The Gemara says that they saw the certain bird was kosher and it wasn't. So the Ramah codifies from the Rishonim that you need a Masorah now. It's not enough to have that the Ramah writes to you by an animal, you need a Masorah. So when the Avdi Nezah says, and others point out, we extend it even to birds as well. Or not the Avdi Nezah, but the Ramah brings down, so we discuss what is a Masorah. So a Masorah, you need someone who's a Talmud Chacham and someone who knows birds, preferably an oral tradition. We could see maybe if the fact that if the turkey could have offspring with another kosher animal, that should be a right that it's kosher. Or checking out the eggs, or all these, you know, some say the eggs are different. Some say the turkey's from America, it's not from India. And therefore, no Jews were ever here before. So how could we start eating turkey in America, so how could you have a Masorah? So I want to point out, because maybe we already started eating it before, because Ramah was in the 1550s, and Columbus discovered America before. Others say it's not from the Ramah, it's from the Rishonim, that wouldn't make a difference. Others say maybe we don't pass like the Ramah, even though Aruch HaShulchan feels stronger that we do. Maybe you only have to watch it for 12 months and see if it's a predator or not. If it's not, then it's okay. And perhaps, as well, maybe the simple answer is that it's, we view it as a chicken, and if a chicken has a Masorah, so too a turkey has a Masorah. So you continue whatever your minhag is. If your minhag is to be machmir, then you can continue to be machmir. And if you're in the minhag Yisrael, seems to be mekel, that we treat turkey as a kosher animal.